Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? This is Mojo, and that's Jessica. And hey. This is Container Life with Mojo and Jessica, where the sky is not the limit, and we are creating Black success from inside the box. And we are back for another episode. This is actually a continuation of last week's episode, where we're going over the six steps to owning your container home. This is part two. We did part one last week, steps 1, 2, and 3, and we're going into steps 4, 5, and 6 this week. So if you missed it, you got to play catch up for the first half, and then you watch this one, and then you'll know everything that you need to know to go through these 6 steps of getting your container home project completed. We have people ask us questions about how to do it all the time, and money questions and everything else. So we covered everything. We're actually covering money today. So Jess, what's up?
Yes, guys. So just to recap what we talked about last time, the first 3 steps are, one, the very first step is, you gotta hit your mind right now. The very first step was for us to focus on a location. I think we talked about your vision, doing some Google searches, trying to figure out exactly what you want, and then a consultation form to be included with that. And now you are slowly moving through that funnel. So the funnel now begins with funding, right? And so now that you have a location, you submitted your consultation form, you kind of pinpointed down what your vision is, the next step is going to be funding. You would have by this time acquired the land already. Remember, we did talk about the percolation test, and we also talked about your topography survey. Those things should be done already. And so with that, the funding is important. So the reason why the consultation form, your vision had to be written in plain on paper, you had to find the land that you wanted and to get those things done, is because the lender is going to want to know all that before they can even fund you. They're going to want to know how much does it cost to do your project and a lot of other things. And so with that being said, I would say from a perspective of next steps or next best steps, that's where funding comes into play. Part of what the funding people are going to want to know is how much the project costs, how long is it going to take, who's doing it, and then, of course, do you even qualify? So I'll break down a couple different things, because I think a lot of times people feel like doing a container project is more complicated than it has to be. So what I will say to you all is, one, you can get, prior to that, International Building Code says containers are approved everywhere. So that's as of 2020. So you should not have challenges with local municipalities, banking institutions, or anybody else in between in regards to actually getting it done. So with that being said, if it is a container project, things that we've mentioned before is, don't call it a container. Say it's a still built home. If you mention that language, then you'll be good to go. With that being said, that's kind of the steps that we need to take, which is, one, now that you know what it is, how much it's going to cost, and who's going to do it, then you'll go to them and start your qualification process. You can get a VA loan, you can get an FHA loan, and you can get other types of loans, USDA. You got PACES out there, PACES through the Department of Energy. If you acquire the land and own it, you can make green structures or do green improvements on it and be able to get it done. Pretty much any bank that offers new construction, you guys can do that, okay? And mainly because people, again, think there's like special financing out there for the containers. At one point in time, it had been. It was almost like exclusive and, you know, unique. But honestly, guys, it's not like that anymore. So you shouldn't have challenges in regards to finding funding.
Just an FYI, we have some people live with us. We got Dinesha, who said, still built home. That's good to know. And of course, we got our girl 360. She always with us every episode. I told her I'm sending her a Black Box Queens t-shirt this week, because she the number one stunner. She be in there.
There all the time.
And somebody named Lisa Riley is on the mobile page and says, I am loving all of this.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for joining. So Lisa is moving out the country and she wants to build container projects for seniors. So the 55 crew. So I'm excited about being able to assist her with that project. So yes, thank you and congratulations. She should be moving in 3 days.
Yay. Nice. Oh my goodness. That's what's up. Yeah. So in the funding space, I think that people want to know who they like outside of who's funding it, right? We tapped on the land in the beginning at the end of the last episode. So where do they go looking for land? I know you did like you made reference to how like wholesalers do what they call it, driving for dollars. That's what they call it.
Bird dog, yeah, for sure.
Driving for dollars, that's what they call it. And just basically like seeing if grass is overgrown, stuff like that, that may indicate that the owner is not on site or that the person is not utilizing the land, and mm-hmm. that, and then take note of the address, at least the location, so you can get the plot, so that you can go to the county to find out who owns the land, and then go about the process of securing it for your container project. I think that that's important to note, because we have some realtors that specialize in land, but the non-traditional routes sometimes work better for this type of situation. So once they have the land, right? And once we have funding in place, so they sent us the consultation form, and the consultation form says it's going to be approximately this much. And then they went and they got the funding together, and boom, they got approved for $250,000. And they want to build this two-bedroom, two-bath house, right? Mm-hmm. So we got past the first four steps, the funding, the land, the soil test and all that stuff. So we know they're good. What's next for them once they have their funding in place?
So once you have your funding in place for, I would assume both of our companies, we kind of operate similarly. The next step is for you guys to get contracted and then also have a conversation with our GCs, our design team, which is our architects and engineers, and make a deposit. So once the deposit and contract is signed, we will schedule a call with you guys and actually discuss your final vision, because unfortunately, and this is just a word of caution, I had a person ask me this question, but what if I change my mind after, you know, we had this call? There's no changing your mind in this type of construction, because you guys have to remember, if you don't understand, that when you're doing container projects, you're cutting into the container. So you can't say, oops, my bad, didn't mean to do that. This is not that world. And so I would caution you that if you're not super sure about what you're trying to do, just take your time and just really work through it all, you know, and just say final answer. And then, you know, make that appointment with us.
Because you know that. That's going to be our question. Is that your final answer? Because yeah. We need to know. Because just like you said, we cutting into these steel boxes, and we have to reinforce every cut, right? Because mm-hmm. every cut cuts away from the integrity of the container. So yeah. Every cut has to be reinforced properly. So we can't say now, we cut, oh, actually, I want the window over there. Oh, no, boo-boo, you tripping. No, this window gonna be right here where it is. This is not the stick built where you could be like, let me just knock these little 2x4s out the way and slide the window over and re-do. This is not that. This is real life steel Legos. And once we start cutting and perfecting the project, those types of changes can't happen. Design, I mean, internal stuff, you know, you might want to move your couch around. You might want to switch this and that around. But the foundation of what's going on can't change. And we have some questions.
I see them.
So Lisa said, my internet is janky. Any funding through government contract resources and or land resources?
Yes. Yeah, so Mojo actually wanted me to go dive deeper into land purchasing. So I'm going to talk about that and maybe that'll give you some insight. So for starters, a lot of the land we own came from the land bank. And with the land bank, the government resource, that's a state and local organization, you have to find out if your county actually has one, because not every place has one. But where we got our land, we had to propose to them what we wanted to do with the land, and they then sold it to us free and clear for a fee. Very low fee, by the way. And so with that being said, what I will say to you guys, using your land bank, of course, using your tax liens and tax deeds is another one. So you have a lot of options. You just have to get creative. But those are your least expensive. And usually the reason why they're low cost is because they've been developed at one point in time. So it may be like an old piece of blighted property where they knocked the house down and now they're no longer using it, right? And then the other side to it is they may have purchased it from a tax sale. So that's what typically land banks do. They'll purchase it from a tax sale and then they'll hold on to it. But if you come up with a good enough proposal, they'll sell it to you really cheaply. And that's the land bank side. And as far as like tax liens and tax sales, you know, there's a redemption period. So depending on your state, you may be in the final stages of that redemption period. When you purchase it, you don't have to wait to use it. Or you may be at the beginning, so you would need to find it out before you purchase. So keep that in mind.
Right. And I always tell people one of my favorite things to look for are houses that have fires.
Yes.
Houses that have fires, a lot of times people not looking at them to buy. A lot of times they need to be knocked down because nobody wants to put in the work to fix the amount of damage that happened from this fire. And three, the utilities are already ran to this property because it was once in use. Yeah. So it makes it a perfect property, just like my mobile home parks. You know, we're going to get into purchasing mobile home parks and swapping out mobile homes for container homes. Pat Fuqua said, hola. And Dinesha said, do you have sample blueprints for home layouts and designs? We have sample designs on the Mobile Enterprises website, which is shippingliving.com. She got way more than I do. I just got a couple of pretty pictures, but she got a lot of different choices. And the crazy thing is, I was going to tell you, Jess, I got a new ebook with, is it 570 designs?
Nice.
From one container to five containers and all different kind of configurations and all that. So I said I gotta upload some of them on my website, but I'm like, that's work, but I'll get there.
Yes.
Lisa said land bank, state and local organizations, also tax liens and tax deeds. Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Kenya Sheets, hey ladies.
Hey
ladies, hey Kenya, how are you?
Hey, Kenya, that's our publicist. She is.
All right, Kenya, she's in the building.
Shout out to Kenya.
Deposit and design. We're going to call it that. That step was deposit and design, because you make your deposit, you sign your contract, and then we get into it with the general contractor, engineers, and all of that we need, that's going to be a part of this project to bring your design idea to fruition.
Yes.
In this stage. And that's step five.
Yes.
And then step six is the
real time, guys. So it's time to execute. So the most important part that of this entire process is getting you guys across the finish line. So we know there's some unique opportunities that could change at any given time. We know that this may even be new to you. And so what I'll say is that from that perspective, keep that in mind that this is a different adventure. So it's not that you can't get there, you just have different hurdles than other people. So definitely appreciate Hey, Miss Viv. That's Vivian and Vanessa. Hey, guys. They're so awesome. They're down in the Carolinas. They were doing already doing container projects, and they reached out to us months ago and asked us to come help them. And so to answer, Lisa Riley, do you consult on proposals for land base? Not exactly sure what you mean by that. If you could be more specific, I probably can answer that question. But we do consulting. Both Mojo and I either consult on projects, do partial build outs, or do full build outs. That there is really important, because you may not need us for everything. You probably just only need us for certain things, and we're okay with that. So we usually still need you to do the consultation form to understand your project, but it also helps us get an idea before we talk to you on what direction we need to go. So I like to have constructive conversations, and I know a lot of people don't want to pay my $100 consultation fee. That money goes towards your project if you're moving forward. This is not one of those opportunities where you're like, oh, I'm just doing my homework. You can Google online to do your homework. And I'm fine with you even asking for a quote from us and going to another company. You can do all those things. But what I will say is you'll have to pay a $100 fee in order to get that done. So keep that in mind. Most of my customers that come to my company, they're ready to go. They're ready to move forward. They're not really thinking about it. They need the guidance. They're ready to get across the finish line. So I would say if that's the final step is execution, keep in your mind that we're a team. So when we work for you guys, our job is to make sure your project is executed in a timely fashion, that is, you're not being overcharged, that you're going to get what you ask for. And so we just ask for you guys to be just as cooperative with us as we are with you all, so we can help y'all win. Who wants to win in these streets? Everybody. Yes,
the execution is watching your project be built and seeing it all come to fruition and seeing the collaboration with us and with the team. So you'll see one day you'll see a GC, a general contractor, and then another day you might see an engineer, and then another day you might see somebody who's deep in the design to make sure that we want exactly doing exactly what you want done. Yeah. So the final stage is like the biggest stage, because we're getting it done. We're building, we're designing, we're putting it all together. And so if you have any questions about any, okay, so six steps from the beginning. One was you doing your Googling, your research, your dreaming and all of that, and then doing the consultation form so that we know the what, when, where, and how of what you want to do, right? Like we can't really move forward and do anything if you don't let us know when you're trying to build, what you're trying to build, and what where we're gonna get the money, right? That's the main three things we need to get. So that's what the consultation form lays out, everything. How many bedrooms you think you want, your square footage, if you whatever types of fixtures and add-ons that you may want. You may want a den, you may want a rooftop deck, which is one of my favorite aspects of container builds. You know, all of that is on the consultation form that can be found on either website. We got one on what is my website? Blackboxcleans.com. And then Jessica's website is shippingliving.com. I know y'all see us together. We have two separate companies, and we have decided to become the Wonder Twins and come together and activate so that we can be of double value for you all, right? So that's step one, is getting your thoughts together and doing a consultation form. Step two is your soil and your percolation test, because we ain't doing nothing if we don't know that you can have a container home on your property. Right. Like, you need to be doing that before you buy the land. Don't put your money up, buy the land, and then realize that it's a swamp and it can't hold one container, let alone two or three, right? Yeah. So that's step two. Step three is acquiring land in a multitude of ways, right? We talked about a bunch of different ways that we can do that. Number four is funding. How are we gonna pay for this? How are we gonna pay for this? Please, please keep, I was getting ready to say please, lady, like it's only ladies. Please keep in mind, this is a new construction loan. This is a new construction project. This is not a container home. Wink, wink. Okay? This is a steel frame home. This is a steel built structure. This is a modular home. This is not a container. You say the word container, you start making people think it's something that it's not. The container is just the framework of the new construction that we're doing. That's it. It just makes the framing faster and easier than if you go on a stick built route. So you don't want to cause a whole bunch of uproar about containers. So that means that you could just pick it up and it's not a permanent fixture. That's the type of worries that you create when people think containers. For some reason, they think that it's not a permanent structure affixed to a permanent foundation, which it is. It's a permanent home affixed to a permanent foundation, just like any other home. So you want to do the least amount of riling them up with the whole container project type of thing, because we don't want no issues. Like we said, the IBC, the International Building Code, says that container homes can be built, containers can be used for construction anywhere. And we have 100% approval rating thus far in all of the different places, municipalities and such that we've built. We have 100% approval rating because we know what to say and how to say it to the planning and zoning people, right? That was number four, funding, right? Number five is deposit and design. That's putting your whole dream, your final dream vision together. That's when you get your final price. Right? Because your initial price is very preliminary. We don't know all your add-ins. We don't know the exact square footage. We don't know the local square footage for where you live and all of that. So in a design, deposit and design stage, that's where we finalize all of that. And then the last step is execution. Get her done. Right, Jess?
We got to get it done. Once we've done all of that, is time to move on. And to be honest with you guys, this process that you go through with our company is not the same thing you experience with a stick built home. So this is why we have the podcast. This is why we educate you guys about this process. It's not the same. And because of those differences is what makes it fun and unique. But at the same time, it also allows for you to play a part in this entire process, which is very important for building your home. You should be able to have some creative control over it, you know? So with that being said, this is the end of this show. I see quite a few questions in the chat here, guys. We're not ignoring you. We will address them next week. So we have three.
So it says that we're at 23 minutes.
Oh, okay, we're good. Okay.
So we got a little 7 minutes. Danisha, I hope that my explanation with regard to how we speak about, how we speak about containers and how we go about it with planning and zoning answers your question. Danisha's question was, what has been your experience with changing the narrative around container homes when speaking with local government and city leaders? Yeah, we've had that discussion on prior shows where, just had to step away for a second, where we had to like put them in a put up or shut up type of situation. Like you say that you want a cure or a solution for the homelessness problem and we're presenting it to you. So now what are you going to do? Right? Like I said, making people understand that it's not a temporary structure, although it can be, right? Like we can make containers, tiny homes on wheels that are RV rated so that you could pick it up and move it around however you want to move it. We can make it that way. But when we're constructing homes, then it's about putting it on a permanent fixture, a permanent foundation, so that they're not going anywhere. And it's a permanent home just like any other home. And so our conversations with local government has been, we have this solution. So if you say that you're here for the people and you want to work to solve the problem with low income housing and with homelessness, then what you doing? We here ready to build. We have the solution. And what is it that you're going to do? Lisa said, what is the average time to build from start to finish? The build time is not not what we have to worry about. It's the zoning and planning and getting through all of the licensing and the approvals and all of that. A container home could be built in a week. Realistically, we like in the bigger ones, you know, a few weeks into a month, definitely under the 30 to 90 day range. Nowhere like the new construction loan type of situation where you get a new construction loan and then it's been a year and then we're about to break ground after you done been waiting all this. It's definitely not like that. That's one of the benefits of container homes is that they can be built quickly. They can be built quickly and they're super sturdy. If y'all watched last episode, then you know that I went through a tornado in a container home last week during my birthday. And so they're wind and water tight. And so that's not an issue for us. And so we just, we definitely wanna let people understand that these are permanent fixtures. They're not going nowhere unless we want them to, right? If we want them to be mobile, we can make them mobile, right, Jess?
We definitely can. And not just that, guys. Let's just say someone asked me about hydraulics. Let's just say that, you know, you want like automatic opening and closing doors. So the situation that Mojo was in, I don't know if she had to manually open and close the container doors, but you can add a hydraulic to it too, where it's kind of like an automated type or automatic type mechanism that closes it versus you having to physically go out and, you know, you got to have a couple muscles to do that, you know?
Right, yeah, it was me and my sister.
Ooh-wee, you got to get your mind right to do that. So definitely, without a doubt, you should be able to create a hydraulic feature where it can close automatically. Lisa Riley asked, where can we find other episodes? Both on our YouTube channels, and if you scroll down, actually on this, if you're on our Facebook page for Mobile Enterprises, you can go and look for past episodes.
Yeah, we also have a lot of our past episodes because we were doing it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And my Instagram is Mojo Knows with a Z. And in my IGTV stories, we have a lot of our episodes because we were on Instagram initially and we had to, because of format and because of getting picked up on a podcast network and trying to move up into bigger and better things, we had to switch format. But it's clearly working because we got Facebook popping. We got YouTube popping tonight. I'm so proud that y'all came over here with us.
Listen to y'all. Y'all said y'all wanted Facebook and YouTube. So this here will be our platform. We will be more consistent. We are working through our production stuff. So we have to schedule around production and specific time frames and all that. So be patient with us as we make this transition and definitely are excited to be able to share as much information as possible. Y'all have great questions this evening. Like, kudos to y'all for asking the stuff that matters. You know, were you able to answer? Someone asked about franchise. Were you able to answer?
I didn't get into that one, and we under a minute. But you can go ahead.
I'll be quick. So our franchise opportunities haven't launched yet. But for those who don't want to go through the masterclass and just want to wait for the franchise, both the masterclass and the franchise opportunities kind of fare side by side. And basically what it does, it helps you understand what's needed to do this entire process based off of the steps we just shared. So in short, that's the short way, but more updates will come soon to the website.
And on that note, guys, we love that you are here and we will be back next week again, usually on Mondays. That's our day, usually, Mondays.
We'll get it together.
We're going to get it together, but we're going to be giving y'all updates. But as usual, I'm Mojo. That's Jessica. And if it ain't a container, you ain't about that life.
Not about that life, y'all. Peace.
Peace, y'all. Have a good one.